ఇచ్చాన్ స్వపోషమస్తే ఉపస్వాన్
గాయత్రం
త్వో గాయతి షట్వరీషు బ్రహ్మా త్వో వదతి జాత విద్యాం
యజ్ఞస్య
మాత్రాం వినిమీత ఏకః సో దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫర్ త్వహ త్వ సర్వనామ త్వ ఇస్ ది నిపాత విచ్ ఇస్ ఎ సర్వనామ సో సర్వనామ మీన్స్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ అ నామ అండ్ దెన్ ఫోర్ ఇట్ విల్ బి పుల్లింగ స్త్రీలింగ నపుంసకలింగ ఆల్ ది త్రీ విల్ బి దేర్ పుల్లింగ విల్ బి త్వహ త్వహ మీన్స్ సహ ఏకహ దట్ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎ సర్వనామ we are seeing that the Tvaha, one of the tricks, but he is Pupushvan, he knows how to nourish the tricks. And so Vicham Posham Aste, Aste means Anutishthati Chattha. He is accomplishing the nourishment of the tricks. That means he is nicely reciting the tricks. Then Tvaha, another guy, he is the Udgata, Shakmarishu Gayatran Gayati. చక్వరీషు ఇన్ని రిక్స్ గాయత్రం ది రిక్ విత్ ది గాయత్రి ఛందస్ దట్ హీ సింగింగ్ దట్ ఇస్ ది ఉద్గాత దెన్ బ్రహ్మాత్వ సహ ఏక పరమోపత్రిక్ హీస్ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మ జాత విద్యాం వదతి వెనవర్ దేర్ జాతే జాతే విద్యాం వదతి వెనవర్ దేర్ ఇస్ అన్ ఎపిసోడ్ విచ్ రిక్వైర్స్ సమ్ క్లారిఫికేషన్ హీ గివ్స్ ది నాలెడ్జ్ విచ్ హీ హ్యాస్ దట్ హీ టెల్స్ and so provides the clarification for the tricks and makes any corrections if necessary. That is the Brahma. Then the main ritvik, important ritvik is U and Tvaha, one ritvik. That is the Advalyu. He yajyasya matram vimimite. So he is measuring the length of the yajna. What does it mean? So it only means that he is really doing the entire yajnasya matra is iti kartavyata vimimite means sampadayati the entire know-how of the yajna rest of the yajna because three people have taken care of three things the rest of the yajna is entirely taken care of by this man Abhadyuhu ekaha yajnasya matram iti kartavyatam vimimite sampadayati ityartha that is the mantra. In that mantra, so Ritvikarmanam Niyoga Matishte Vichameka Poshamaste Pupushvan Hotaduk Achyani Daya Achyani is Pujaartharuk. So, for the purpose of worshipping the Devatas, the Truk is there. And Hota is the one who is connected with the Truk. And he is reciting the Truk. And Gayatram Eko Gayati Shakvarishu Uddhata చక్వరీషు గాయత్రం గాయతి ఉద్గాత గాయత్రం గాయతే స్తుతి కర్మణః చక్వర్య రిచః శక్నోతే తద్యత్ ఆభిర్వృత్రవశక ధంతుం తచ్చక్వరీణాం చక్వరీత్వమిది విజ్ఞాయతే ఇవన్ని బ్రాహ్మణ వాక్య ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ది ఎటిమాలజీ ఆఫ్ ది వర్డ్ చక్వరి సేయింగ్ దట్ ఇట్ మేక్స్ వన్ పర్సన్ క్యాపబుల్ చక్ మీన్స్ క్యాపబుల్ శక్నోతి అశకత్ సో దిస్ ఈస్ కమింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ స్వాదిగణ స్వాదిభ్య శ్ను రైట్ సో శక్ ను గుణ శక్నోతి సో అశకత్ ఇట్ లవ్ ఎనీవే సో దేర్ఫోర్ హీ కుడ్ కిల్ ఇంద్రా కుడ్ కిల్ వృత్రాసుర బికాస్ హీ హ్యాస్ రిసైటెడ్ దిస్ దిస్ శక్వరి సామ గాయత్ర అమాంగ్ ది శక్వ రుక్స్ I mean, he has recited the rooks and could kill the enemy. Therefore, Shakwari makes a person accomplish his goals. That's why it is called Shakwari. Shak is there, you know, in the Shakwari, Shak is there. Varra makes him very powerful. E is E. Varna Vyatyaya, Varna Vikara, etc. These things happen. So, Shakwari, that which makes a person capable of. That is the meaning of the Shakwari, Shakwari Nam, Shakwari Tvam. Now, up to that we have covered, just I took a small recap of. Next, Brahma Ekaha.
Brahma Ekaha.
Jate Jate Vidyam Vadati Dhan Vadatiyam.
Jate Jate Vidyam Vadati.
So Brahma Tvaha is there in the mantra. Tvaha means Ekaha. So one root week. Tvaha, that is Dharunama. And his name is Brahma. So Jata Vidyam Vadati. Jata Vidyam means Jate Vidyam Vadati. So Jate means as an episode happens. An event happens and it requires some clarification as knowledge. That knowledge he talks, Vidyam Vadati. So these events happen all the time. When you are doing a Vidya Jnana, events happen all the time. So he has to give clarification. And so he is the overall supervisor of this Brahma. Jate Vidyam Vadati. He is explaining that. How he can say everything, because all the three Vedas are involved, you know. This Brahma knows all the three Vedas. Brahma Sarva Vidyaha.
Brahma Sarva Vidyaha.
Sarvam Veditu Marahati.
Sarvam Veditu Marahati.
He has all the Vidyas in him. All the Vidyas means he knows Rig Veda. Therefore he can correct Hota. He knows Yajur Veda. Therefore he can correct Advaryu. He knows Sama Veda, he can correct Uddhata. That is the Sarva Vidyaha. Sarvam Veditum Arhati. He is capable of knowing everything. Connected to Yajna. That is the area. And what is this word Brahma? Brahma Parivrudhaha.
Brahma Parivrudhaha.
You have seen this word earlier also. Parivrudhaha. Parivrudhaha means Vruddhingataha. In all respects, he is a very grown up person. So how he has grown up? Shrutato Brahma Parivrudham Sarvataha.
Shrutato Brahma Parivrudham Sarvataha.
So that is Brahma. This is Brahma. Brahma in Napumsakalinga, it means Veda. So Brahma Parivrudham. So Brahma Parivrudhaha Shrutataha. Shruta means Shravanam of the Veda. Taha means Hetu. Because of that, he is Parivrudhaha. He is a great in every respect. And what about Veda? Veda is also called Brahma. Why? Because the Parivrudham Sarvataha. In every respect, it is great. Therefore, Brahma is the name of the Veda also. So, while giving the etymology of the Brahma, he just puts the same thing to the etymology of the Brahma also. Yeah.
Swami, first one here says Brahma Parivruda Shrutataha. And then
Then there is a comma.
And then again the next one. Next one
is Brahma Parivrudham Sarvataha.
Sarvataha.
In every respect, it is the biggest, that is the Veda. Okay?
This the first
Shrutataha
one.
Goes to the first one.
Yeah, and the first one is the
Ritvik.
And the second one is
and the Veda.
Veda. Okay.
Then final vakya, yajnasya matram vimimita utvaha, u under, tvaha ekaha, yajnasya matram vimimite. So yajnasya matram vimimite.
Yajnasya matram vimimite.
Ekaha. Ekaha is the meaning of tvaha. So that is the sarvanama. And who is that ekaha? Advaryu.
Advaryu.
So advaryu is the Ritvik who vimimite, visheshena sampadayati. He is accomplishing what? Yajnasya matram, the know-how of the yajna. These three people, they do their job, but the rest of the whole thing is Brahma, Advaryu. How is this word Advaryu? Advaryu is not there in the mantra. It is said by the Acharya, and he is explaining the etymology of the word Advaryu. You see, he says Adhya, and gives etymology of Adhya. He says Shvaha, Shvaha is there in the mantra. Then he remembers Adhyaha. And you say etymology. These are all the Rukta people. Advaryuhu.
Advaryuhu.
Advaryuhu. That is the Advaryuhu. One I is missing there. Parna nasha ho gaya. One I is gone. So to begin with, it is Advaryuhu. One I is gone. That is what Advaryuhu came. So Advaryuhu is same as Advaryuhu. What is Advaryuhu? Advaram yunakti.
Advaram Yunakti.
So he brings the yajna together. Yoga karta hai. Yunakti means shnam it is. Shnam aagaya na. Rupadi shnam.
Yujji
Yunakti hota hai. Yeah, you have not yet completed all those things. You have come up to some part of the Adipravritti-Chashyapara. I remembered and I am throwing off my point.
We have also done that with Satish.
Therefore, I know you all know good sutras, that's why I say it.
We are also reminding ourselves.
Reminding.
Shnam Midachantyatpara.
Yeah. So yunakti means bringing together. So adhvara is yajna. The adhvaryu brings together yajna. So he must be called adhvarayu. And then drapa, it becomes adhvaryu. Or adhvarasya neta.
Adhvarasya neta.
So yu means neta. One who takes forward. Adhvarasya neta. Now you don't explain the word you anymore. Advarsya neta becomes advaryu. That is a nirukta. Varnagamaha, when varna comes, okay? Or advaran kamayate iti va.
Advaran kamayate iti va.
See, among all the tricks, advaryu is the one who desires the yajna. Because he is the main ritrik. And he loves the yajna very much. So that's why he is called advaryu. Apiva.
Apiva.
There is another way of looking at this advaryu.
So advaram is the
yajna. Advaram means yajna. And why advara is yajna, he will tell.
Okay.
He is still going with advaryu only.
Okay.
Adhiyane yurupa bandhaha.
Adhiyane yurupa bandhaha.
You see, he is adhiyane.
Apiva
means athava. Athava. Adhiyane. In the person who is continuously studying Veda, the name Abhadyu comes. So, from Adhiyana, Adhyayana, you know, from Adhyayana, Adhyaya, so Ya becomes Va, so Va comes from somewhere. But from, what is this? How you came? See, hadhiya adhyaya, adhyaya becomes advara. But you kaha se agaya? You upabandhaha. Upabandhaha means anubandhaha. It is added to that. That is how one who has studied Veda fully, that is the advaryu. Okay? So, advaram adhite, apiva adhiyane yur upabandhaha. Here, adhiyane, what is it that he is studying advaram? Advaram adhite. That is the meaning. So, that is the etymology. Advaram adhite. So, he is studying the yajna. Adhite, adhi, or what? In
Gatam.
So, that is the dhatu. It is also in the tanadi. Tanadi, I think.
Second,
Adadi
we saw
it.
Adadi.
Adadi we have it, in okay.
It's in Adhyayana also.
In Adhyayana is in Tanadi, I think. Tanadi,
In
Gata is Adadi. In Adhyayana, Iksmarane, like the two more
sources. Those are also in
Adadi. Both in Adadi.
In Adadi? In Adadi? Oh, okay. I got something. It's okay. Therefore, advaram adhite, that is the etymology, not vedam adhite. I modified myself. So you have to modify as you go along, you know. Advaram adhite, he is studying the yajna. So then, the name is advaryu. So from advara, he gets advar, because advaram adhite. And you, he acts as upabandha. So that he then becomes advaryu. Upabandha is same as anubandha. What is the meaning of anubandha? Itvarna. Anubandha, itvarna. Earlier we have seen the a as anubandha, upabandha. Here you is upabandha. Then what is advaram? అధ్వర్మ ఇస్ యజ్ఞ. హౌ అధ్వర్మ ఇస్ యజ్ఞ? ధ్వరతిర్ హింసా కర్మ.
ధ్వరతిర్ హింసా కర్మ
తత్ప్రతిషేధ
తత్ప్రతిషేధ.
సో ధాతు కళ ధ్వర్ ధ్వరు హింసాయాం. హింసా కర్మ, కర్మ ఇస్ మీనింగ్. సో ఇట్స్ మీనింగ్ ఇస్ హింస. అండ్ దిస్ యజ్ఞ ఇస్ దట్ ఇన్ విచ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో హింస తత్ప్రతిషేధ. హింస ఇస్ నాట్ దట్ ఇస్ ప్రతిషేధ. ప్రసక్తస్యైవ నిషేధ. That is how it is. So, somebody says it is himsa. No, no, that is not himsa. That's why it is abdhara. Okay? Prasakta seva nishesa. So, this is all about tva being sarvanama. Okay? Are you okay with it? Then nipata ityeke.
Nipata ityeke.
So some people, some acharyas say that the tva is not sarvanama. Sarvanama becomes a nama, it becomes a nama, akshata, upasarga, nipata. And it is not nipata, it is nama. We have seen that context. But there are certain acharyas who maintain that the tva is nipata, not nama. Okay? So then a question is asked. Tat katham anudatta prakruti nama syat.
Tat katham anudatta prakruti nama syat.
You see, this tva is coming with anudatta in the mantras. Anudatta prakruti. It's nature. Swabhava is anudatta. That is how it is pronounced. And there is a rule that nama will get anudatta. If it is nama, it will get anudatta. That is the rule. So, when one acharya said, tva is nipata, then he right away questioned, what are you talking? How can it be nipata? If it is nipata, if it were to be nipata, how it will have anudatta prakruti? That is the question. So, you see, Phishonta Udattaha. So, Sarvanama, if it is Sarvanama, it will be, Sarvanama, it will be Pratipadika. And because it is Pratipadika, Phishonta Udattaha, they are antodatta. Whereas this tva is anudatta. So I have to modify that. How can it be sarvanama?
So Swamiji, line 4 says sarvanama udatta.
Swamiji, what you said is correct, Swamiji. How can it be nipata seems correct.
Yes.
How can it be nipata? Because nipata may not have this anudatta.
Yeah.
Because this is sarvanama, so it has anudatta.
Nipata may not have
anudatta.
Oh. And this is having anudatta svabhava. Yeah.
So he is refuting that
anudatta svabhava. So, nama syat. Nama is pratipatika. Pratipatika is having antodatta.
Nipataha adyudattaha.
నిపాతాః ఆద్యుదాత్తాః. ఓకే. నిపాత, యూ ఫాలో దిస్ లైక్ దిస్. సో దిస్ గోస్ ఇన్ టు ది నిపాత ఇత్యేకే తత్కథమనుదాత్త ప్రకృతి నామ స్యాత్. సో దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ది నిపాత పక్షా ఇస్ సేయింగ్. సో నిపాత యు సే ఇట్ ఈస్ సర్వనామ. It is not sarvanama, it is nipata. Because if it were to be sarvanama, how can it have anudatta as its swabhava? That is the nipata paksha. Then the answer to that is, true, nipatas will have anudatta, tva has anudatta. For that reason you want to say it is nipata, but there can be exceptions to this anudatta rule. Anudatta rule, there can be exceptions. That is the answer. It is not there, Acharya did not mention it. Acharya has made another logic, okay? Are you following? Now I am repeating. Nipata ityeke tatkatham tatkatham anudasta prakruti namasyat
tatkatham anudasta prakruti
namasyat. So, eke, some people, some acharyas say that it is nipata, twice nipata. That being so, that nipata, if it is, how can it become nama with an anudasta swabhava? Tat nipata. That twaiti padam, which is supposed to be a nipata, can become a nama, which is essentially anudatta prakruti. That is the question. Okay, now you got it?
Question,
no, question is that. Yes. The question supports the nipata paksha.
Okay.
So, up to that nipata paksha. Now the answer to that is, it cannot be nipata for a different reason. If it is a nipata, nipatam avyayam, nipata will be avyaya, but this is shabda. Tvaha is a shabda. Therefore, it is nama vachakam, it is sarvanama only. What about the swara? Some exceptions can be there. Exceptions will be there. True, it cannot be anudatta. Normally, anudatta goes to nipata. Udatta goes to nama. But in this case, it is an exception that it is a nama with a different swara. Why don't you take swara into account? If you take swara into account, it must be nipata. But there can be exceptions to that. Why are you insisting that it is not nipata but sarvanama? The reason is, drushtavyayantu bhavati. If it is a nipata, it must be avyaya. Whereas for tva, you have vyaya. Vyaya means modification. Avyaya will not have prathama avritti, dvitiya avritti, tritiya avritti, all those things will not be there for avyaya. Okay? Whereas this blessed thing tva has a vyaya. It is undergoing all vibhaktis. Therefore, in spite of a difference in the swara, we establish this as a nama, sarvanama. And then the swara thing is there, that hitch is there. We say the swara is an exception. Now you got it? Okay. How drushtavyayam? Utatvam sakhe therapita mahu.
Utatvam sakhe therapita mahu.
Ididvitiyayam.
Ididvitiyayam.
So we have seen the earlier mantra where prathama vibhakti it is. Tvaha. Now we have seen a mantra in which it is not tva, it is tvam. It is dvitiyayam. You find this tva in dvitiyavibhakti in this mantra. So it is not avyaya. It is, you see vyaya for it. So, what could be the meaning of that mantra? That is not the point here. Right? Meaning of the mantra is not the point. Only tva appearing in dvitiyavibhakti is the point. But still, uta under tvam mantrasan, sakhe sthirapitam ahuhu. They are talking about one person, one gentleman. And they say he is very well established, very well relishing in the context of friendship. So that is the mantra meaning. Okay? So that is the meaning, we have seen it. But the point is, tva is appearing in vidyagrahti and also.
Here it says, Vedat ko janne ko satya lok ka sthira nivasi kehte hain.
That is the meaning he gave. I have come out with some meaning. So, what is the meaning? Utatvam sakhe therapita maho. What is the meaning?
Vedat ko janne ko satya lok ka sthira nivasi kehte hain. The one who knows Veda. Vedarth ko, one who knows the meaning of Veda. Ki janne ko, the one who knows the meaning of Veda is understood as a steady resident of Satya Loka.
Sthira Petam Aho.
Sthira Nivasi.
Sthira Petam. Sakhye, what is this Sakhye? So I gave some meaning, that is not the right meaning. Okay? What he says is the right
meaning.
Sakhye being Sakhye Lokam. Sakhye Chaturthe Lokam.
But there is a Veda
song in it. Where is the Veda in it? Rakshya, Sakhi, something like that. Anyway, at the point we are not sure about the meaning certainly, but one thing we are sure about, Tvam is Dvitiya Ekavachan. You have to go to that mantra and see Vijayani Vashya and all that. Then, this mantra I know. Uto tvasmai tanvam visasre.
Uto tvasmai tanvam visasre.
Iti chaturthyam.
Iti chaturthyam.
This mantra you also should know. Because this mantra came in Paspasandhika. That Mahabhashya which you have studied, there it came. So, the walk asmai to this person who knows the meaning of the Veda walk, tanvam visasre, it reveals its swarupa. The walk reveals its swarupa. And the example is given for the beloved, the woman, she reveals her swarupa to the person whom she loves, or who is loved by that person. Similarly, this walk also, anybody who loves the walk, how to know that he loves? He knows the meaning of the mantra. To such a person, asmai, to on the other hand. Earlier it is said that if the person who only knows the mantra doesn't know any meaning, he is put down. And on the other hand, asmai, to the one who knows the meaning, tanvam swarupam visasre avishpuratavati, who? Vedavak. That is the mantra. In this, there is no two. There is no two.
Tvasmai.
It is tvasmai. Tvasmai. Tva is the chaturthi ekavachanam. It is sarvanama, you know. That's why tvasmai. Tvasmai means ekasmai. Uto and ekasmai. One who knows the meaning. The walk reveals itself. That is the mantra. You find it in Mahabharata. In the context of artha and all that, you quoted this mantra. So here, tvasmai, you see, chaturthi vibhakti for tva. Therefore, it is certainly sarvanama. But the problem of swara is there. Swara doesn't fit into nama. But still, swara is an exception in this case. This acharya, he looked at the swara and concluded that it is nipata. That is refuted by Athavi Prathama Bahuvachane.
Athavi Prathama Bahuvachane.
So this tva you find in Prathama Bahuvachana. Like what? Tva tva utve sarvanama. That mantra is so much of like a shabdam it is. Therefore it cannot be avyayam and hence it cannot be nipata. In spite of the swara problem, swara is an exception. Prathama Bahuvachana, he gives a full mantra. Akshanvantah karnavantah sakhayah.
Akshanvantah karnavantah sakhayah.
Manojaveshvasamabhuvuhu.
Manojaveshvasamabhuvuhu.
Adadhnasa upakakshasa utve.
Adadhnasa
upakakshasa
utve.
Daridhitve. Harada ivasnatva utveda drushre.
Harada ivasnatva utveda drushre.
See these mantras, they have some interesting meaning. Yes, sir, Akshanvanastananta sadayo bhagavara, if you say like that, not knowing any meaning here. So what happens? It goes into belief. Already it is belief. And some more of the belief. So like that, the rituals become very mechanical. So, what is my problem? If the ritual is mechanical, ritual is ritual, what is my problem? My problem is only this much. When you do things mechanically, you become dull. That kills the creativity of the mind. So, suppose we all sit together and Vishnu Sahasranam Parayan karke khana karke, suppose we go away. There is creativity. Whereas this kind of a study you do, it puts you to real hard work and you have to struggle, you make mistake and get up or come back and rectify the mistake and come back to the real meaning. That kind of hard work will make you critical. I mean, don't need to be creative. After repeating the same thing, you don't need to be creative. Why is there creative in it? So, but for the understanding this Swarupa, you need all the creativity in the world. That is the point. It's an interesting mantra. You see, a guru is there. He has many shishyas. All of them are sakhayaha, friends, you know. Sakhayaha. Why sakhayaha? Saha khadante. They all eat together in the guru's home. Sakhayaha. And akshanvantaha. All of them have equally a pair of eyes. Everybody has a pair of eyes. And nicely able to see. Karnavantaha. Everybody has ears and hearing them nicely. And akshanvantaha, karnavantaha, sakhayaha. So studying together, eating together, all that they are doing. But manojaveshu asamabahu uhu. In the movement of the mind, they are not there. Some people's mind, it remains where it is. It doesn't make any progress. Whereas some people are very fast in the movement of the mind. In the samadha, first class students, that is manojava is more. Manas is buddhi here. Some are second class students, so medium manojava. And some are third class students, are bench student, very minimal manojava. That is the mantra, first part. So that is, so akshanvanta, karnavanta, sakhayaha. That is the first part of the statement. But manojaveshu asamaha babhuhu. Example, adadhna, haradaha, iva. These people are like the talab, like the ponds. What kind of ponds? Haradaha iva. Adadhana saha, upakaksha saha, atve haradaiva snatva utve dadrushre. So, adadhana saha. So, in one pond, you enter into the pond, it will come up to this only. And you sit and do snanam and come out. And upakaksha saha, there is another pond. When you enter into it, kaksha is this, the water comes up to here. And then you have to do snanam. And then there is another pond where when you go into it, it comes up to chest or neck and do snanam and come out. So all are haradas. Some come here, some come up to here, some come up to this. Similarly, all these fellows are sakhayaha, akshanvanta, karnavantaha, but manojaveshu, asamaha, babhuhu. You see, babhuhu means bhavanti, chattaha. It's not that they were like that sometime back. Always lit is lut. Okay. So this is the very...
Even lung also
is lut. Lung is also lut. Ashakat, shapnoti, chattaha. If it is a storytelling, it need not be lut. Like in the earlier example, Uttram Hantum Ashakat. That is lung bhutakala only. That chakvari naam
chakvari. Sir, make it ling also
something? Ling is not bhutakala.
But if it's past, they can make it ling also?
No. Past is made into present. Bhavati becomes bhavet.
But if it is lut, they make it.
Lut makes it into ling, not lit. Okay. Lit is a statement. Vartamanakala statement. Now he explains the mantra. I gave you a general meaning and some of the words I have not explained also. Radaha iva, they are like these tanks. Snatva utve dadrishire, tve, rama bahuvachanam. Tve means they. Snatva having taken, but dadrishire, they appear. How do they appear? Some people appear are standing up to this adadhanasaha. Some people appear standing up to upakakshasaha. Some up to this. In the haradas. Like that, these students are also like that. Now I have explained the entire mantra. Okay, are you okay with it? Now look at the bhashya. Akshivantaha karnavantasakhayaha.
Karnavantasakhayaha.
That is the statement, okay? Akshi chashtehe.
Akshi chashtehe.
There is a dhatu, chaksha dhatu. Dhatu is chikshing. Chikshing. From chikshing, ing will go. Chaksha will remain. From chaksha, akshi will come. Chakshing means seeing, to see. From the dhatu, akshi is made. Because it is nirukti. One which sees, ityatha. Then, anakte
nityagrayanaha.
Agrayana, another acharya. He said, no, no, it is not from Chakshing. It came from Anju. There is a dhatu Anju. Anchu Pujayam, that is one dhatu, we have seen it. Anju Vyaktim Rakshana Kanti Getishu. This comes, that becomes anakti, that becomes anakti. And also, stip, if you put it, becomes anakti. Anakti, Anju dhatu. This Anju dhatu, it is in Rudhadis, Rudhadi Jashnam. Therefore, Anju becomes ananj. Shnam means when you put it, ananj. Shnam nalopaha. When there is a shna, the nakara following that will go. And then shneso nalopaha. All those things are there. Therefore, it is a swadigana, not udhadigana. So, anju, anju it is. Anju becomes lat prathama purushayakvajanam anakti. For stipa nirdesha also, it will be the same. Anakte. So from that Anju dhatu, the akshi came. So what is Anju? So Kanti is there in the meaning, shining. So when the eyes are seeing, so it will be able to shine out. Its meaning is Vyakti. Vyakti means becoming clear. The eyes make things clear. Therefore the eye is derived from Anju. So Aksha derived from Anju. You see, Aida, and in Anju, Ja is there. Ja becomes a Ga, and then becomes a Ka. In Akshi, Ka is there. So Nakara will drop away. Sha will come. So Akshi becomes. That is the opinion of Agrayana Acharya. And he is explaining that Anju part. Tasmadete vyaktatare iva bhavataha.
Tasmadete vyaktatare iva bhavataha.
Itiha vijnayate.
Itiha vijnayate.
In fact, the Yaskacharya is supporting the Anju thing. You know why? Because itiha vijnayate means it, we know it like this from the Brahmana Vakya. Mantra and Brahmana will be there. Rigveda Brahmana. In the Rigveda Brahmana, it said that Akshanamantaha. They have eyes. So what is this akshanvantaha? Tasmad ete vyaktatare iva bhavataha. That is how it explained. Akshanvantaha, because they have eyes, ete these people, vyaktatare iva bhavataha. They are as though more clear than anything else. Vyaktatare, more clear. So in that explanation, that is the meaning given by Brahmana. In that Brahmana, what is the meaning given? Vyakta is the meaning given. Therefore, it must have originated from Anjudhatu. Because Chikshinga doesn't have the meaning of Vyakta. Only Anjudhatu has the meaning of the Vyakta. So, okay, from Chikshinga also it can come. But based on the Brahmana Vakya, it is derived from Anjudhatu. That is how it is understood by Agrayana Acharya.
So he brings in the Acharya here not for any vikalpa or anything like
this? No, no, he is supporting the Acharya. When he quotes Brahmana, that is fine. Okay. So, when you have eyes, what is the vyaktatara there, you know? Among all limbs, the eyes are the most prominently appearing. That is the meaning. Not that things become vyakta. The eyes are the most prominently appearing indriya. All other indriyas are less prominent than eyes. Therefore, the akshi word came from anju. Vyakti is the meaning. Okay, that is it. Then karnavantaha, those who have ears. Karnaha kruntate. You see, there is a dhatu kruti kartane. Kruti kartane. Okay? Means cutting across. So from that krunta, that is that the dhatu? સમગ્ર ધાતુ નહીં કરતા. ધાતુ સાથે એની ક્લોઝલી કૃતિ છે તમે કરી દીધી થતું, કૃતિ છે તમે કરી દીધું થતું કરેક્ટ હોય સો છે તમે મીન્સ કટિંગ ફ્રોમ ધાતુ, ફ્રોમ ધ ધાતુ કેમ કરના how how the what is the connection between karna and chedana. Chedana means making your hole, and that is the connection. They are like two holes are made at the other side, that's why they are derived from kruti chedane. Okay, so he says karna kruntate, so the word karna originated from the dhatu kruti chedane, that is the meaning. Okay, and the meaning is justified. Why? Nikrutta dvaro bhavati.
Nikrutta dvaro bhavati.
Because the eye, the ear is like the opening is cut through. Nikrutta dvaro bhavati. The opening is cut through. That's why it is called karnaha, karnavantaha. Then Agrayana Acharya has a different opinion again. ధాతు కంసె గేను ధాతు సో అనురుచ్ఛ సూత్ర అనురుచ్ఛు రుచ్ఛాతు సూత్ర ఐ వాంట్ టు రిమెంబర్ రూతా గుణా కంస్ ఇన్ లిట్ గుణా కంస్ but it doesn't come to ruchya dhatu, something like that. Anuruchya sutra is there. So ruchya gatau, that is the dhatu. Ruchya gatau. And from that dhatu, ruchya dhatu, karna ke, ruchya te he. That is how agrayana jagya says, how ruchya dhatu gives karna. We'll see, it comes. Okay? Then because that is how the brahmana is saying. Brahmana says that is final. శ్రుతిలింగ వాక్య ప్రకరణ స్థాన సమాఖ్య సిక్స్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఇన్ దట్ శ్రుతి ఇస్ ది సుప్రీం. అర్థ సంగ్రహ స్టడీ ఇన్ ద శ్రుతి ఇస్ ది సుప్రీం. దెర్ఫోర్ శ్రుతి సేస్ ఇట్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ వృక్షధాతు, దెర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ కేమ్ ఫ్రమ్ వృక్షధాతు. అండ్ నౌ యూ వర్క్అవుట్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ది కాంటెక్స్ట్. ఓకే, నౌ వాట్ ఇస్ ది శ్రుతి? ఋచ్ఛంతేవ ఖే ఉదగంతా వితిహ విజ్ఞాయతే.
ఋచ్ఛంతేవ ఖే
ఉదగంతా వితిహ విజ్ఞాయతే.
ఉదగంతాం ఇతిహ విజ్ఞాయతే.
యా ఇసి ఋచ్ఛ గతౌ సో ఖే ఋచ్ఛంతేవ. సో దీస్ టూ ఇయర్స్ దే ఆర్ గెయినింగ్. ఋచ్ఛంతి మీన్స్ గెయినింగ్. సో whatever is there in the space, they are getting. Khe ruchyantiva.
Aakash mein prakat huye shabdo ki taraf jate
hain. Jate hain. So ruchya gatav. So they go towards the sounds. And also udagantam. Udagantam means utu agantam. So they have gone upwards and looking upwards. Udagantam, the ears are looking upwards. Moving upwards. So for these two reasons, the word karna originated from ruchyadhatu. Iti ha vijnayate, this is how Veda Mantra, Brahmana Vakya says. Therefore that is final. But then ruchya, from ruchya how you get karna, very interesting. So ruchya to karna, what is common? Only ru becomes refa, that is the base. And everything, cha becomes ka. Ru becomes refa. Cha becomes ka. And varnam yatyaya. They get reversed. That is how karna came. Okay? And that is final also, because Brahmana Vakya says like that. Okay? Then so the students are like, the students' part is over. Now the students are like haradaha iva. They are similar to these tanks. And what kind of tanks? So one is adadhanasaha. So I told adadhanasaha means up to this, that is what I told, but it seems to be the opposite. In adadhanasaha, sya is missing. Sya is there originally, and that has disappeared. Therefore it is asya tadhana saha. Asya is mukham, so that means it is coming up to the face. Then this tadhana saha,
manasam is pending.
మనసాం ప్రజవేషు అసమాబూవు.
మనసాం ప్రజవేషు అసమాబూ.
సో దీస్ స్టూడెంట్స్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ సేమ్ ఇన్ ది ఫాస్ట్నెస్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ మైండ్స్. దెన్ ఆస్య ఆదధ్నాస. సో ఆస్య దధ్నా అపరే అపరే మీన్స్ అపరే హ్రదా. సమ్ ట్యాంక్స్ ఆర్ ఆస్య దధ్నా. And then upakakshadadhanah apare. Some other tanks are upakakshadadhanah. But then in the mantra, it is asyadadhanah, na? It is adadhanah. You see, adadhanah saha is to be converted to adadhanah. Okay? So, like Rama saha, Veda mantra, that means Rama. కర్ణా సహ మీన్స్ కర్ణా. ఆదధ్నా సహ మీన్స్ ఆదధ్నా. ఓకే, యూ గట్ ఇట్. సో ఎవ్రీవేర్ యూ గట్ ఇట్ లైక్ దట్ ఇన్ వేద మంత్రాస్. సో జనాసహ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది మంత్ర మీన్స్ జనా. ఆదధ్నా సహ ఇట్ ఇస్ వెల్ నోన్ సా విల్ కమ్ ఇన్ ప్రథమ బహువచనం ఇన్ మంత్రాస్. దెర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఈజీలీ కన్వర్టెడ్ టు విసర్గ ఆదధ్నా. బట్ దెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఆదధ్నా, ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆస్యదధ్నా. What happened to Sya? Sya is missing, okay? Missing means it's not that they forgot to print it. It is Varna Vinasha, Varna Nasha, okay? Then Asya is mouth. So when you take bath there, you go, and you go up to this and then stand there and take bath. You cannot go further. Because if you go further, the water will cover the nose and mouth. Therefore, Asya Dadhana Saha. Dadhana word, it means a little less. Okay? Then first he is talking about Asya. What is this Asya? Asyam Asyate.
Asyam Asyate.
So, then the dhatu, Asu. So why Sya is gone? So Sya, that Sya, there is a prakriya, vyakarana prakriya, Sya has disappeared. So Asya means asu kshepane, that is the dhatu. Asu kshepane means to throw out. And this is called asyam because we throw food into it all the time. Asukshayapana. Khana dalte rahte hai. That's why it is called asyam. It came from asu. Okay? That is asyam. Asyate. Asyandate etadannam iti va.
Asyandate
etadannam iti va.
Etadannam iti va.
So now it is coming from syandu, that is the dhatu. So who is the dvarna? Syand. A is the upasarga. So asyandate. So it means when food is there, it produces lalajalam. It oozes syanda. Syanda means nishyanda. Means oozing out.
Something
fluid. Fluid coming out. Therefore, when food comes near, nishyanda happens. See, Narendra Modi ji was asked, as at the other day, he has a children's program on Guru Puja. All of you should watch it. It is there on YouTube. One hour, he stood there with children all over the country. And it was a marvelous program. He has inspired them so much. Children as well as more than children, elders he has inspired. He answered questions, satsanga questions from children. One of the child asked, did you do any naughty things in the childhood? Do you remember? Like a harkiri or something. He said, I remember one. What? So when there is a marriage, there is a shahanai. Two people come and for Shakanai. So when they are about to, when they are doing that Shakanai Vadanam, what is it called? They are blowing the Shakanai. They are playing the Shakanai. So these people, what they do, what is Imli?
Imli is the tamarind.
They take tamarind.
No, not like that.
They show it to the Shakanai Vadanam. And what happens when you see tamarind? Lava will come. And then they will not be able to play. And therefore, the Shahanai people, they get up and come to beat these beam kids. And these kids run away from there. And we used to do that, he said. Oh my God. And how many children loved it, laughed, you know? A million children laughed. Because it is under, it is a Skype thing it is. He's a technology guy. And
From Leh to Kanyakumari.
From Leh, he talked with the Leh people. Talked with the Trivandrum, talked with the Dantewada, Bastar. And all the children are watching. They all laughed. Even the adults laughed. So that's why it is called Asyam. Okay. Then dadhanam dadhyate sravati karmanah. So asya dadhana, that is the word we are dealing with. Asya is mouth, but what about dadhana? So it comes from dadhana, dadha dhatu. And this dadha dhatu, it means falling short. Sruta means slipped. When it slips, what happens? It falls short. That is the meaning of dadhana. So the hrada, the tank, it falls short of the mouth. That is asya dadhana. Then, all of this dadhana, another meaning. Dasyaterva syat. It could be, the dadhana shabda could be derived from another dhatu. And that dhatu is dasu. Dasu dhatu. And dasu means upakshaya. Dasu upakshaye. Means getting expended. Therefore, this much is there. You take out something from it. Therefore, some of it is expended. And then that means what? So, whatever which should have otherwise covered the mouth, some of the water is expended. Therefore, it falls short. In that way, dadhana comes. Therefore, asya dadhanaha finally means the tanks which cover up to less than the mouth. Means the neck and above. Just up to neck. That's why it says vidastataram bhavati.
Vidastataram bhavati.
So, vidastataram bhavati. Because it means upakshaya. Because it means getting expended. Therefore, the water is vidastataram bhavati. It is a little less than. Okay, vidastataram bhavati means, it's an interesting word, vidastataram bhavati. Asta, vidasta, means kshaya. And water is there. Some of it is a kshaya, and hence it falls short. That is the meaning. So, asya dadhana. Okay, then, prasneya harada iva eke.
Prasneya harada iva eke.
Okay, asya dadhana upakakshasaha itve harada iva snatva. So, we are talking of haradaha. Haradaha means we are talking of the tanks. What kind of tanks? The tanks in which people take bath. Okay? Prasneya. So, where they swim and take bath. So, such tanks we are talking about. Prasneya haradaha bhadaha iva. Eke, some people, some of these students, you know, some students, they are like haradaha. What kind of haradaha? Prasneya. you should jump into it and lie down and do like this. That means there is no depth in them. Some students are like that. Some students are asyadadhana, like radaha, which are full up to the neck and above. So Krishna, some students are like this. Okay? That upakakshasaha means they come up to halfway. So like that, the students' mental faculties are different from people. Then that leaves only one word now. Haradaha.
Snanarha.
So tap what taking bath.
That is part of the this only.
Yeah, some of the haradas. You see, haradaha prasneya bhavati. What are those haradas, you know? So adadhanasaha, upakakshasaha, and then comes very shallow haradas. That is the prasneya. Very shallow. Why very shallow? Because you jump into it and do snanam like that. Okay, that finishes the mantra. Every aspect of the mantra is finished now. Except one thing, the meaning of the word harada. Why it is called harada? Haradaha haradate shabda karmanaha.
Haradaha haradate shabda karmanaha.
So from the dhatu harada it came. Harada means shabda, sound. Therefore, when you enter into it and so it makes a sound. So shabda, it makes a sound. Means when you enter into it, some galagalagala sound it makes. Okay? Or
hladaterva syat.
Shiti bhava karmanah. Then there is another dhatu, hlada, which means shiti bhava. Hlada shiti bhave. Means one which makes it cold. Cool, not cold, cool. Because in India everything is hot. So you jump into the tank, so into a pond, you feel cold. People will be doing that in summer. Therefore, the children jump into the water body and they enjoy it. So hrada, enjoyment. From that came the word hradaha. Now you say the mantra and tell me whether you have understood it or not. Akshanvantah karnavantah sakhayaha.
Akshanvantah karnavantah sakhayaha.
Manojaveshvasamabhubuhu.
Manojaveshvasamabhubuhu.
Adadhnasa upakakshasa utve.
Adadhnasa upakakshasa utve.
Hrada ivasnatva utve dadrushre.
Hrada ivasnatva utve dadrushre.
We'll check it one more time tomorrow and proceed. Hari Om Tat Sat. All busy.
So this one, Dadrushre, he said as Dadrushire.
Dadrushire, they appear. Some of them appear this much, some of them appear less, some of them appear.
That is Arsha Prayoga?
Dadrushire, Arsha Prayoga, he is God.
So this is
Friday, I skipped something. Thank you. So now we are doing Vaidhanta morning, and we can have to be in the group.